This is an award that we're very pleased to be able to recognize and honor. It's actually an award by others, which I'll explain in a second, but we're going to be recognizing these folks as well. So perhaps it would be best if Alan Stroh and Bruce Weldon could come on up to the podium over here. Alan is the Director of Environmental Health and Monterey County Health Department. Bruce Weldon is the Supervising and Hazardous Materials Specialist for Monterey County Health. We periodically recognize agencies, organizations, and individuals for exemplary work in protecting water quality, and it's really a pleasure to be able to honor the County of Monterey today. They have received, specifically the Department of Health and Hazardous Materials Branch, has received the 2004 Unified Program Agency Environmental Leadership Award. And this is an award for so-called CUPA Certified Unified Program Agencies for the very tasks that they do. It's my understanding from a reliable source, John Goni, is that there are 84, something like that, in the state of California. And there were something like, don't hold me to this figure, something like 70 applications in for this award. And the Monterey County CUPA is the sole recipient of the award for the state of California for the year 2004. The Hazardous Materials Branch achieved the statewide recognition at the annual Certified Unified Program Agency Conference held in Universal City in February this year. So as I said, the branch is one of 84 CUPAs and is actually one of the smallest with only 13 staff members, so I think it's particularly noteworthy that you're singled out considering your leading need. CUPAs are responsible for the consolidation of 6 state environmental programs in order to protect health and safety in the environment by ensuring safe handling of hazardous materials. The branch provides 24-hour emergency response, inspects over 1,900 facilities, permits installation and removal of underground storage tanks, and oversees cleanup of leaking underground storage tanks and hazardous materials spill sites in cooperation with our staff. And this leadership award is for 5 things. Number 1, contributions enhancing environmental protection and public health and safety. Number 2, outstanding leadership. Number 3, enhancement of communication between the industry and the community. 4, innovation or uniqueness to drive program results. A particular note for this year's award, the branch worked with the County District Attorney's Office, the County of San Joaquin, the County of Sacramento, and the State Attorney General's Office to obtain a $15 million settlement from a major convenience store chain over violations of underground storage tank regulations. And I imagine that you all read about that in the papers. So with that, the Regional Board congratulates the members of the Hazardous Materials Branch, past and present, for this achievement and for their part in protecting our environment and water quality in the Central Coast region. And we have a token of our appreciation. Wander on over to present them.
Good to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Very well done. Very well done.
Say a few words.
I'm never short on words. I just am overwhelmed that you would take your valuable time at this meeting to honor my staff. I can't take too much credit. They are a wonderful team, and I'll let Bruce talk about his team. But it's just been overwhelming to receive such an award. We're the little county that could, in a way, because we went up against the big guys, L.A., San Diego, and huge fire departments. And it's really nice to receive an award like this. And I really want to thank the board and the staff who were thoughtful enough to do this for us. And I also would like to thank you for the wonderful staff you do have on the board, our regional board, because not only in this area, but in many other areas. I mean, we meet on a quarterly basis down in King City, and staff are kind enough to come up and spend a lot of time that they probably don't have, because I know how much work there is to do. But we've had a wonderful working relationship with your staff, and it's just been a great relationship, and we really appreciate this recognition. With that, I'd like to introduce Bruce Weldon, who is really our team leader, and we have some of our staff over here also today.
Thank you. I want to echo those comments from Alan. It certainly has been a team effort, and that's the key to this, the whole award situation. That's why we're as effective. We are a great staff and a great relationship with the regional board. We have to echo that as well. My staff that are here today, Sandra Turiak, Nicole Munoz, Bronwyn Feichert, Robert Hernandez, thank you guys for coming, and thanks for all your work. The fact that we've been fortunate to have a district attorney that has been very cooperative in working with us in enforcing a lot of these cases that we've had problems with. And I want to recognize Dean Filippo, who's our district attorney, and Matt Bogosian, our deputy district attorney, who've been really effective and a huge help in proceeding with moving on cases that we've had some problems in the past. And of course, our past hazmat team members and aren't members anymore. I appreciate them as well. And Alan Stroh, our director, of course, without his leadership, I don't think we could have put this together. I'll stop and I could go on and on, but I appreciate, again, the award and your recognition, and hope to continue working together with you guys for years and years. Thank you.